Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Peace. What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another Nerd Talk with Malcolm and Eli. I'm Malcolm.
I'm Eli.
And we're back with you for the nerd news of the week. Thank you guys for joining us yet again for another episode. And we appreciate all the support, all the love, all the topic suggestions, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. How was your week?
My week was good. Watch a lot of basketball, watch a lot of nerd stuff.
Yes.
Just went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
I did. Yes. I saw it as well.
Yes.
We have to talk about it. That is big news, especially in the MCU, which is pinnacle of nerd talk as now.
As of now.
I don't want
to. DC's going to kick in now in a month.
And I don't want to disrespect real nerds out there to go,
right.
I watched this.
Yeah.
I get it.
We feel you.
But so first let's talk about Mortal Kombat 12. There's been some teasers released lately.
Right.
One was Hourglass. It was like sand falling down the hourglass, and then the last grain of sand exploded. People was like, what does that mean? What's going on?
We dealt with that in the 11th one now, because wasn't she an hourglass?
Yes. So she was the Chronicle was the main big bad of Mortal Kombat 11.
Right.
They killed her.
Right.
And then at the end of Mortal Kombat 11, there was, if you played the aftermath, right, there was two endings. It's the good ending and the bad ending.
Okay.
The good ending showed Fire God Liu Kang. He went back in time, found the Great Kung Lao. He was a winner of the first Mortal Kombat.
Right.
Like I'm not talking about the video game first one. I mean the first one in the canon.
The very
first one, like thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago.
Okay.
He won the first one.
Got it.
So that signified that it was about to be a reboot
of the series.
So now, Ed Boon released another. Ed Boon is a creator of, he's a co-creator of Mortal Kombat.
Right.
He released another teaser. It was a clock. It started at 9 o'clock, it went to 10. 11, it skipped 12 and went to 1.
Okay.
It like exploded and like went to 1. So people was like, what does that mean?
Got it.
So again, it goes back to the reboot theory.
Theory, okay. I also heard, speaking of Mortal Kombat, that they are going to add Homelander.
I heard those, I don't know about those rumors.
The playable characters, one of them was Homelander, one of them was, what's the big bad from Invincibles?
Invincible,
the animated show with his father and son.
Omni-Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of them was Omni-Man.
See, I didn't hear that. I don't know.
And I forgot the other two playable characters.
I don't know.
These are just speculation, guys. I'm just adding on to what.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those two in particular, I've heard.
Because one, there's a lot of rumors coming out, and two, I'm just confused at how this is going to be a reboot again. I'm gonna tell you why. Because Mortal Kombat 9. It was the 9th video game.
Right.
They don't call it Mortal Kombat 9. It was just Mortal Kombat. They came out in 2011, right?
Okay.
Like my freshman year of college. I remember when that came out.
Okay.
Right?
I'm pretty sure I played it,
That was a reboot, technically. It was like the story, but like they rebooted it, kind of started back up again because they just fixed some mistakes.
In the
story. So
then
10 came, then 11. So like I'm just like, okay.
Right, this is already the reboot.
Yeah,
right.
Y'all are taking it from. So how are they going to reboot the reboot? Confused.
Who also killed like all the, no offense here, but all the Asians? Because in Mortal Kombat 11, hold on, who am I thinking of? Who's the main character?
Liu Kang.
Liu Kang was dead.
Yes.
He was possessed.
Yes.
His girlfriend was possessed.
Oh, it was Sindel. She killed everybody.
Oh, okay.
In Mortal Kombat 9. Yes.
Okay, so she killed everybody.
Yes.
Okay, which is why they was all possessed in the 11.
Yes, she
okay.
killed everybody.
Guys, I just needed to know that information. Because I was like, I was playing Mortal Kombat 11 and 10. I'm like, wait, when did they die?
Yeah, she killed everybody.
But okay, I'm not, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
It was a massacre.
I don't think I finished Mortal Kombat 11. Okay, I think I might have got stuck on 11 and just was like, you know what?
Yeah,
she
became, she massacred everybody.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, so, and then Mortal Kombat 11, it did a lot of the time travel stuff, so right. That kind of is, that's a cheat code I'm realizing in video games, TV shows, and movies, to kind of use that to kind of restart something, reboot something, fix something that was always a problem. I thought a full trailer was going to drop today, but it didn't.
It'll probably drop.
Maybe by the time you're watching this, maybe it'll drop, but I didn't see one.
Or it'll drop around, like in the next 2 months to make, because they're coming up with the PlayStation.
That's supposed to happen this month.
Showcase. Yeah. That's
supposed to happen. Yeah.
In the next two, in the next 2 weeks, I'm talking.
Yeah, that's supposed to happen this month. So, you were telling me about the Spider-Man 2 leaks.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 leaks.
Video game, not the movie, not the animated.
No. Just the Spider-Man 2 video game. So they said, Yuri's gonna be the first boss. The detective
who
went rogue.
These are spoiler leaks, so we don't know.
Just speculation.
Yeah.
So she's gonna be the first boss of the second game because she went rogue, and at the end of the third DLC.
Yes.
And her name is gonna be Wraith, I believe, as her new villain or anti-villain name. They said Harry's not going to be Venom. Which they teased at the end of the first one. They said that it's going to... Osborn's going to obviously take him out of the tank. Because at the end of the Miles Morales game, if you played that one...
Oh, I didn't play that one.
You see that he's like, no, take him out of the tank. He's been in here long enough.
Ah.
So, I guess they're going to take him out of the tank. Long story short, the symbiote's going to find his way to Peter.
Okay.
He's going to become the Black... symbiote Spider-Man that we all know and love. They said that the side characters are going to be, the side villains are going to be Mysterio, Sandman, Lizard, Shocker, who was in the first one.
Yes.
And one other villain that I've never heard of. And then they said that the two boss villains are going to be, well, three, is going to be Kraven, Green Goblin, and Venom. Oh, also, after the symbiote touches Peter, it's going to find its way to Eddie Brock, and Eddie Brock will be a playable character. That's all the information I've learned so far.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not... I'm kind of mad I don't have a PlayStation anymore.
Right. I would have liked to see Harry as Venom, but I mean, I get it if Eddie Brock has... Because Eddie Brock has always been...
That would have been like a way different story.
Storyline, right. Because now he needs it in order to... be his mother's disease, because he clearly caught his mother's disease in the first game. So they obviously used the symbiote to keep him vibrant and alive. So I'm excited about Venom, Carnage, Sandman. Sandman's going to be tough.
Not Carnage, you said Kraven.
I'm sorry, Kraven.
Yeah, okay. Whoa.
Yeah. Also, this one is a stretch, but... one of the DLCs might be Carnage.
That'd be cool.
But, you know, that's what the deep end. But no, I was saying Sandman, Kraven, and probably Green Goblin are going to be the hardest bosses to defeat.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Well, I'm excited to watch you play that because I don't have PlayStation anymore. I left it.
Oh, wait, I got plenty of files.
Once I became a dad. Yeah. Man, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time to game anymore like I like to.
And I will admit, they would have got way more money if they had just made a cross.
Absolutely. But dang. But console exclusive games are important.
And what I heard was back in 2010 they offered this to Xbox and Xbox turned it down.
Okay.
And then they just came back. I mean, they came over to Sony and Sony was like, "We'll take it." So, okay. So based off of what I told you, are you excited?
I am. I am. Yeah. I'm gonna watch other people play it online.
Right.
I'm gonna watch
you play it home. The gameplay is there. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, the only thing I don't like is the whole Peter MJ situation, because it sounds like we're gonna be dealing with their whole relationship all over again.
Oh, that's corny.
Which is what we dealt with in the first game. It's corny. And it ended with them being together. So now they were saying that part of it was she's gonna be dealing with the Daily Bugle, because she wants to be a full time reporter.
Okay.
And then Peter has to figure out what his job is gonna be outside of Spider-Man.
Got it.
So, and then they start bickering over that. But
You told me something else that would be crazy that might happen. Like a post credit scene at the end.
Oh, yes.
Told me that about that.
So at the end, they said, once again, this is all speculation, but at the end of the way the second one's gonna end is it's gonna have Gwen jumping out of a portal into their dimension.
So that is connecting.
with the animation movie.
Animated movie. And the animated movie is kind of connected to the real stuff.
Yeah. So
Spider-Man everywhere.
Right. So if Quinn comes out of the portal and
that'd
then
be crazy.
She'll act either Miles or Peter and Miles to help her.
That'd be a moment.
Right. Also, that'd be perfect because we already know, if you read the comic books, that Peter does die in Miles' universe.
Whoa. I didn't know that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I did know that. That's how they used to meet because, you know, Miles, yeah. I think, went back in time and met up with Peter. And he was just like, why are you here? And then Peter's like, well, you're in my universe. It's a whole thing.
Got it. Okay. All right. So that's dope. So keep your eye on that. That's supposed to come out in September. There's no delays on that.
No delays, but sometime in fall, either September or October.
Sticking with video games, the first episode we did, I think it was the first episode,
mm-hmm.
I said that the Hogwarts Legacy game saved video games.
Yes, you did.
I said it saved video games because it brought a lot of people who would not have bought that video game to buy that video game to be interested.
Yes.
They crossed $1 billion in sales.
Yes. They did.
I don't want to say I'm a genius, but I'm a genius.
Which is amazing.
That is dope.
And obviously, and like we said, because it's in the 1800s, they can make multiple sequels.
They can just keep going.
So,
Or DLCs. It could be another character. It could be a bunch of stuff. They have the fact that they didn't tie it to
the actual Harry Potter.
Yeah, they could do so much. That's why Star Wars keeps messing up.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars, you making movies and games and shows in between a fixed point.
Right.
Now,
right.
Speaking of, because I mentioned watching other people play video games. I watched somebody play through Jedi Survivor.
Survivor.
Great game.
Yeah.
Great game. It was like a movie.
Yeah.
I was enthralled.
And because the only downside that they said originally was the frames.
The frame rate was a little
slow.
I'm not that much of a nerd. I'm not that much of a nerd.
And I didn't really care about the frame rate either.
And for the people who don't realize this, there are people who don't play it on PlayStation, they don't play it on Xbox, they just play it on their computers.
Right.
And not just computer, not just, I'm going to just go buy a MacBook.
It's a whole big PC.
They build their computers.
Yeah.
From the ground, they get all the pieces.
And then those are the people who will be complaining about the frame rate.
Yes, those are the people who they get mad at that.
Like, yeah, so, and I get it. You guys have a whole big community now. And it's a money maker.
Because when I think of, like, you know, PC gaming, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, what? Like, what's...
And I remember, like you said...
What's happening?
Like we said in the first episode, back in 2009, 2010, that wasn't a thing. It was like only a small few hands.
But people will wait a game out. Like, nah, I'm waiting until they come out on PC.
And now, because of PC, they also made it into a whole gaming tournament.
Oh, yes.
Because now you got to sit there on your computer, help your teammates out on the side of you.
To
beat the other side
who's
on their offense.
And they be going hard.
And you be trying to get that prize money.
I get killed in 5 seconds. Like, as soon as I spawn out, it's
Yeah. So. But... Congrats to Hogwarts. That was amazing.
And I think Hogwarts, I mean, I think Jedi Survivor, I think they're going to have some good numbers as well.
Yeah.
But real quick, I don't want to spoil anything, but when I said like Star Wars, they always try to like make movies within the same time period.
Mm-hmm.
They did try to do something that I thought was smart in this new game with a different time period. I don't want to give it away. I want you to see it.
It was
really cool, and I think it, you know, could set the precedence for something later down the line.
I'm waiting it out a little bit. I'm just waiting for everything to die down. Then I will get it.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, by next month.
I definitely think you'll enjoy it.
You going to get it for your Xbox? Because that's cross.
Listen.
Platform.
Listen, I have a 2-year-old.
So you got to find time. Yeah,
you got to find time. Yeah, that kid, look. And he's too smart for the controller game. I try to give him my other controller.
Yeah, that's
looking at mine like, yeah, like this light, my light not on. What's wrong with your light?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. like how you used to move me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just looking at, like, some
of these. Yeah, some, yeah. Now, these, I will admit, these little kids now,
yo, they, he just you can't play it. The
whole,
yeah.
You can't do the whole fake controller thing. They'll know. They'll be like, nah.
And then by the time, I, you know, I expend all my energy to get him to sleep, I'm tired. Right, I don't want to play them video game that's going to frustrate me.
Yeah, yeah. So then you get stuck on the loop.
Yeah, I'm good.
Because normally when I play video games, I always, it's never even the boss that, like, defeats me. It's just, I need to know where I'm going. By the way, I do not like their map. The way their map is designed, it's very difficult to understand where you're going.
They make that game because they want you to spend hours and hours and hours to play that game.
And but I will admit, they did put little check marks. Now,
So, you
if you've been there before, they already tell you, like, no, you've been here before.
Okay.
And, you know, that's that way good. You don't get stuck. Because I'm pretty sure a lot of people got stuck in the last game.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, there is a writing strike right now with writers in TV and movies.
Right.
Is it movies? It is movies as well. Yeah. TVs and movies, like the writers' union. That strike. So, that has stopped production on a lot of TV shows right now.
And a lot of movies.
And a lot of movies.
They just announced that they had to stop production on Blade.
Oh, man. I know Mahershala Ali is pissed
off. Because of the writing strike.
Yeah.
Now, because after they just found a brand new director. With
new scripts.
With new scripts. Now they got to stop writing and fix that situation. And they just stopped production on Stranger Things, the final season.
Oh, no.
Because of, once again, the writing strike. So it's messing up a lot of upcoming things. I'm praying to the heavens that it does not mess up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
House of Dragons.
Oh, word.
Or, what's another good show I'm looking forward to? Now, really, House of Dragons, and I'm probably missing one more. But, and Jon Snow, that series.
I didn't hear nothing about that show. No, I actually did hear a rumor about that show. I'm not going to lie. I heard that, this is all speculation, by the way. But I heard we're going to find out that Drogon has another rider.
Okay.
Who's the other rider? Is it a Targaryen?
Right. Yeah. Okay, I'm with that.
That got me in. At first, I'm like, okay, Jon Snow. Right. But that got me in. I'm locked in for that one now.
So I'm hoping all these. The Idol. Well, the Idol's coming out. So that's another Hollywood show.
What's that?
It's the same creator who wrote Euphoria. But it's just not a drug show. It's basically a story of Britney Spears. Because the way they designed it, it just looks like a Britney Spears Hollywood. And I'm only really watching it because The Weeknd's in it.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Yeah.
I did see that. So I like The Weeknd because he's a big American Dad fan.
Yeah, and he did that episode.
Yeah, because he's such a fan. Yeah, he was just like, it was like, so, like, you want to, like, sing? Right. He was like, I'll sing everything.
And he did a great job. Yeah. It was bad funny. Like,
he said, I would do everything for the show.
Yeah. So, but like I said, I'm really hoping that it doesn't mess with the big production shows that we're looking forward to. I was thinking of Winning Time.
Yes. That might be done already.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that might be done.
They might just be waiting for a due date.
That was a good show, too.
Great. No. The fact that it has everybody pissed off from the Lakers, like the all-time Lakers, they're like, no, I don't want to watch, like, because you know.
Yeah, that's a good show, too.
If real actors who've lived this life are getting frustrated, that means we're getting the actors.
Yeah.
You know, so, I am very upset about the Blade thing because we're all looking forward to Blade.
And that's
the only reason why Ali agreed to do the whole MCU thing. He came to Kevin Feige and was like, yo, I only got one word for you, and that's a Blade. I'm not coming to do anything else but that.
Yeah, and it feels like they just keep pushing it back. I don't know if we're ever going to see it. It's getting to the point now where, because we're going to talk about the MCU in a minute with Guardians, with the Guardians review, but it's getting to the point where, that feeling that we got from the first few phases.
Oh, yeah, it's starting to fade away.
It's going away. It is going away. Even though, we can talk about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I liked this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it. This is a spoiler review.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it,
skip this part of the episode. Okay, if you don't care,
we'll put a little timestamp in.
But I definitely enjoyed it. It was a really good movie. It was real heartfelt.
I was a little disappointed
that they didn't kill anybody off.
I was just expecting it.
Like, you know how you walk in.
And the way we've been talking about it 2 weeks before it came out, we were saying one of them is going to... Somebody's not going to return.
Yes, that's what I thought.
And to be honest with you, I think it would have been the icing on the cake if, at the end, when we saw Star-Lord and that scene...
I thought he was going to die.
I thought it should have been perfect and be like, all right, yo, this is the end of the whole... thing, because without him, it's like it's not gonna be the same.
Right.
They're all gonna venture off. Somebody's gonna pick up the slack, you know, and take on that mantle. But, and then the Warlock.
Adam Warlock. Yeah, that was corny.
I was just like, yo, he's right there.
This is what happened. It seemed like James Gunn had this idea for the movie to be about Rocket and his backstory from the jump, but then somebody said, yo. You teased Adam Warlock in the last movie. Or we teased him.
We
got to do something. And he said, damn it, I got to do something. Like, I got to
So now you're forcing my hand,
yeah. So they just, like, put him in the movie. Right, like, he really had no place. I get it.
Yeah. But originally, I thought it was going to be Adam. I thought it was going to be Guardians versus Adam Warlock because they've had the second film ended.
Yes.
They did tease him.
Yeah, they teased him. Like,
so I'm thinking, okay, he's going to be Big Bad.
Right.
Looking for Rocket, and then it's going to intertwine. Well, I didn't know it was about to be about Rocket's backstory, but you know, I'm thinking, okay, cool, this and third.
Which was sad.
It was definitely.
I was like, oh my goodness, like this is.
The actor who played the Big Bad, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but I know him from Peacemaker because he was in.
Peacemaker. Yeah. Okay,
him and James Gunn worked together. James Gunn is what asked him to play that villain.
Okay, he played the High Evolutionary.
Yeah, he did an amazing job.
He did.
I was like, nah.
Even though I felt like this is what I felt like. I felt like the entire movie, he was cool, calm, and collected. Right. And he just seemed scary. You don't know how smart he is. Right. He just kind of seemed. And then at the end, he just became like he's just screaming at everybody.
And it was
because he's not getting his way.
And it was something where he just kind of figured out the equations. Rocket figured out that equation so easily it pissed him off.
Yes.
To where he was going to use Rocket for all the experiments.
And which they didn't give any backstory on that either, but I'm actually cool with.
Right. Oh, on top of that,
Was just so smart. Because you watch the movie and you forget Rocket is mad smart.
Right. And because anytime like the shit breaks down, they're like, yo, Rocket, you got to fix this.
Right.
So.
But it was a good movie, though.
It was a good movie. I did like the fact, I did like the way that they used Gamora.
I did too.
In terms of like, yo, I don't remember anything that y'all talking about.
Yeah.
I just know that she's my sister.
Right.
And me and her working together, it's a trade for a trade. I'll help you find Rocket or, you know.
And because I was expecting them to get back together and stuff, but I'm glad they didn't.
No. She's glad like, I don't know who. Yeah. But she understands how close they all are to each other. So
I felt that too.
Right.
I felt that. Like that didn't feel forced, like Fast and the Furious. Like,
right. That was perfect.
We actually care about each other. I thought that was cool.
And I did forget that Manta and Peter are siblings.
Yeah. Well, that happened after one of the shows.
The Christmas special, right? Yeah. And that was I heard that was really good.
It was.
That's why everybody was raving about Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming out. I do agree. Yeah, I do think he was going to make it about Rocket, and then they were just like, nah, you got to use Adam, and it was kind of just forcing his hand. So then he had to do what the best he could do. And then they're like, well, we probably have Chris Pratt under a contract for a couple more years.
They definitely
do. So we can't kill him off.
They definitely
the
do.
Because I think if that was the end, because we know Dave Bautista's gone.
He's done.
We know Gamora's probably done.
She's done.
And I'm missing one more person. Was it Rocket or was it Groot?
It might be Rocket.
Yeah. I thought it was definitely going to be Chris Pratt. I thought he was just going to be like, yo, like, I've done enough. Because they've done, like, three Avenger movies.
Yeah, the first Guardians movie came out in 2014.
Right.
Like, when they said that, I was like, yo, that's a long time.
And then you had Marvel movies in between that.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Two more installments. So, yeah. Only thing I really can complain about, ultimately, I did miss... Star-Lord's dad. the blue guy who to capture him.
Oh, Yondu.
Yondu. I did miss him because I just his presence. But I did like the little cameo that they mentioned in him. And I like the fact that his pupil was trying to use his pen.
Yes,
that was cool. What was I gonna say? Oh, the soundtrack. The soundtrack wasn't the best.
Ah, no, that soundtrack was great.
It was, but like it was compared, real nostalgic compared, music. Yeah, it was great. I will, but like just compared to the first two, the soundtrack, you know,
so
was lackluster.
Another thing, another gripe I have, but this is probably because Marvel movies spoiled us. It does nothing. It does nothing for the overall MCU.
Yeah.
It was a real one-off, which I appreciate. It was a one-off movie,
right?
One-off story that it was just kind of like really relegated to, you know, that movie, which was cool. But like I'd be waiting for like the larger picture. Now. And nothing, like I don't see anything that's gonna bring that.
In the last two films, I will admit, Ant-Man and Wasp kind of did have a
because it was introducing Kang.
Kang, right?
But other than that, what?
This one was kind of definitely not worth it. Even
we're talking about the post-credit scenes.
The post-credit scenes. Even the Doctor Strange Into the Madness was a little lackluster.
Very lackluster.
I was like, I don't know who she is.
Yeah, and
I don't
and know it was
what's
just,
going on with Doctor Strange now.
Like, yeah, it was just like, wait, what's
his third eye, like, which I understand the
Darkhold.
Yeah, I understand the philosophical of it, but like, just like, where are we going with this story now?
Yes, like they just doing stuff now.
Now I will give props to Dave Bautista real quick, just because. Anytime the film was about to get a little stale and boring, his jokes or his dumbness brought it together, just in terms of keeping your interest into it.
Yeah, it was a long movie. It didn't feel that long, but it was just like...
Yeah. When you look at the time, it's getting late, overall, I give it probably 5. Out of 5, like a full 5 stars.
I give it a 4. 4.5.
4.5?
4.5. It was a great movie.
Yeah, overall.
So, last thing. So, go check that out and tell us what you think about it.
Yeah.
Last thing, Jonathan Majors.
Yes.
Speaking of MCU, he is. He starts court soon, right?
Yeah.
As a result for some of these accusations.
Yeah.
And what this has done, it has put like a real dark cloud over the future of the MCU because it's just kind of like, yo. What's going to happen with this? Right. Are they going to try to replace him? Because if y'all replace him, they're going to piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Me in particular.
And me. Because now I'm so... I like the job that he did with Kang. And what I'm hearing so far is that right now it's looking like he could face 1 year in prison, which could mess up the whole storyline and his whole career. Because it just happened recently with the Amber Heard thing. She just got her job back.
Word.
With Aquaman, too.
Yeah.
After it was abundantly clear that she was the abuser to Johnny Depp's case. And meaning, like, the whole cancel culture is subjective, meaning, you know. And it's mainly subjective when it comes to men and women. Because I'm not pretty sure, but based on what I've heard from his lawyers and himself, that whole situation was a false thing. But whether he's guilty or not, he's still going to probably lose his job. Where in reverse, Amber Heard just got her job back.
Yeah, it's trash. So, it's trash.
You know, and I don't know who
I don't like
they're going to replace Jonathan Majors with. I guarantee you, your man from Starfall is going to be the because he's been...
Damson Idris?
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
And I don't know.
I don't want to see. I don't.
That kind of messes up that. But I'm gonna be honest with you. The next the next one that's coming up is Ms. Marvel. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm still not.
You know what? I was on board when I first saw the trailer. I was like, I'm down with this. I'm okay with this.
Cause I saw the trailer. Now
I'm just like, I'm just like, you know what I gotta see? I gotta see Loki.
Yeah, Loki.
I gotta see Loki. I gotta see how
I'm
they
pretty
do
sure
it.
That's done before the strike started, right?
Yeah, that's done. They're ready for that. Because that was supposed to come out in June. They pushed it back.
And they just pushed it back. Okay.
So I'm ready for that.
I'm ready. Yeah, that's the only one.
But the MCU.
And I'm really just waiting for X-Men and Deadpool.
What's happening is a lot of these actors, one, they've been in these positions many years, like a decade at this point, trying to get their tired.
Yeah.
But they I think they're seeing the writing on the wall too. Like, man, this isn't.
Yeah. Because really, the only three characters that can carry it, and it was supposed to be four, but we lost Chadwick Boseman. Is Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and Scarlet Witch. And that's really word. Because it was supposed to be those four carrying for Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, and the Hulk, which I would have been fine with because
that's right. I forgot all about that.
These four, and it's only one female, but I'm cool with the female who's playing because Scarlet Witch is one of the most powerful.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But now everything's starting to fall through the cracks. I don't know what's going on with Doctor Strange in terms of his storyline. We know Scarlet Witch will return. I'm pretty sure it's going to be once the X-Men comes into the picture.
That's right.
Black Panther's not the same anymore. Let's just keep it real. And then Spider-Man, we're good right now because we haven't lost him yet. Yeah. But we can, at any point, Sony could be like, nah, we want this back.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the rights.
Yeah.
They still have to share him. So it's just like, everything's in limbo.
Everything is bleak right now, guys.
And I promise you, because the next
DC has a window.
Yeah,
to take over.
To steal this. And like I said, the way James Gunn can, how he operates in the next few months is going to tell us if they're even going to be in competition with Marvel.
Got you.
Okay. Because if he flops it, then we can just be like, okay, as bad as Marvel is, it's not as bad as DC.
They really hype in this Flash movie, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's, you know, it's the greatest one I've ever seen.
Yeah, all the critics, yeah.
Yeah, everybody, yo, this is great. Yeah. This is amazing. So
I'm hoping that the fans match it, because sometimes you get where the critics and the fans both agree that this is a great film. And then most of the time you get where the fans like it and the critics don't. So it's just subjective, you know.
And what happens is, what I've seen lately is, like, the fans, especially comic book fans, nerds, fellow nerds, I'm a nerd, I get it. We let our expectations of a movie, and then we just, like, everything about it is terrible now. And this is terrible.
And it's hard. I will admit, it's definitely hard. But most of the time, you got to try to block that stuff and just watch it for what it is.
Yeah. Right. You're preaching. You're right. You got it.
Anything else? I'm sorry. I'm just not. I mean, besides Rambo, I'm not really interested in seeing
Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm checking out.
Yeah. I'm still gonna.
I'm gonna check it out.
Am I gonna go to the theater? I don't know about that.
But with that being said, guys, this has been another episode of Nerd Talk with Malcolm and Eli. Don't forget to follow Eli at Disabled Is Abled podcast.
Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell notification for when we upload new episodes of Nerd Talk. And it's great to be back, people.
Yes. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.